This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Jan Hoffman of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development said the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
According to Jan Hoffman, head of the Trade Facilitation Section of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, the crisis on the Red Sea weekly tanker ship transits are down 80%. Transit of ships carrying grain are down 6%, and gas carriers have stopped transit altogether.
Now, the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. The surge in the average container spot rate from Shanghai went up by plus $500, and that was the highest ever weekly increase.
Hoffman says ships have to travel through other routes, which increases the transit days and total transit costs, while also increasing greenhouse emissions. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The combat between Israeli forces and Hamas has displaced thousands of residents in southern Gaza. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Gaza's health ministry says Israeli fire struck a crowd of people waiting for humanitarian aid at a roundabout in Gaza City on Thursday, killing at least 20 and wounding 150. The Israeli military says it was looking into the report. The toll from a strike the day before on a crowded shelter in Gaza rose to 12, with over 75 wounded. This woman, who gave birth days ago and can't locate her relatives, says she was present. A senior United Nations refugee official does not blame Israel, but says Israel is the only party to the conflict that has tanks. Thousands of people have rushed further south in recent days to escape the violence. I'm Norman Hall.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Britain is returning a selection of Ghanaian gold regalia looted from an Asante king in the 19th century in a historic loan deal set out on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Emma Gell reports.
The partnership with the Ghanaian Museum comes after Asante King Otumfo Osei Tutu II visited London last May to attend the coronation of King Charles. They will be loaned to the Mania Palace Museum in the city of Kumasi under two separate three-year agreements and are set to form part of the Ghanaian King's Silver Jubilee celebration later this year. The museums acknowledge the, quote, cultural, historical, and spiritual significance of the objects, but some museums say they are banned by law from permanently returning contested items in their collections. Associate professor at the University of Ghana, Obadele Cambon, told Reuters the return is, quote, monumental, but that there's still a battle to fight for the true and proper restoration of our dignity and of all the things stolen, not loaned back to us.
Emma Gell from Reuters. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that Alabama can carry out the nation's first execution using nitrogen gas. The ruling Thursday rejects Kenneth Eugene Smith's bid to stop his execution by nitrogen hypoxia. Alabama plans to put a face mask on the 58-year-old and replace the air he is breathing with nitrogen to cause oxygen deprivation. The state says the method will render him unconscious within seconds and kill him within minutes. Critics say the execution method violates a constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. He is one of two men convicted in a 1988 murder-for-hire slaying of a preacher's wife. The other was executed in 2010. Trump White House official Peter Navarro has been slapped with a prison sentence for defying a House subpoena. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Peter Navarro, who was convicted of contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the congressional investigation into the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, was sentenced to 4 months behind bars. Navarro served as White House trade advisor under then-President Donald Trump and later promoted Trump's baseless claims of mass voter fraud in the 2020 election. The sentencing judge said Navarro had chutzpah for saying he accepted responsibility for his actions while also claiming the case was politically motivated. His lawyers are appealing the sentence and conviction. Norman Hall, Washington.
An unprecedented surge in gang violence is plaguing Haiti, with the number of victims killed, injured, and kidnapped more than doubling last year. That was the grim report Thursday from the UN Special Envoy for the conflict-wrapped Caribbean nations. Maria Isabel Salvador told the UN Security Council, quote, I cannot overstress the severity of the situation in Haiti, where multiple protracted crises have reached a critical point. She said 8,400 victims of gang violence were documented by her UN office last year. She said some 300 gangs control an estimated 80% of Haiti's capital. The meeting came as Haiti awaits the deployment of a multinational force led by Kenya. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.